السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن احدكم حتى اكون احب اليه من والده وولده والناس اجمعين. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم وعلى ذويه وصحبه ابد الدهور وكرما. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected ulama kiram, my dear elders and brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent his prophet, messengers alayhi salatu wa taslim, for the guidance of mankind from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam till our master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a clear fact and part of Iman, to believe that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was sent as Rasul, as a Nabi, for the guidance not only for the mankind but for the entire creation. In other words, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet, and there is no Nabi after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this itself is a sign of Qiyamah. Because after Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam was also sent as a prophet. Sayyiduna Shish alayhi salatu was salam was also sent as a prophet. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, about 124,000 prophets were sent. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. So this indicates that the Qiyamah is near. It is also stated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such words that myself and Qiyamah are like these two fingers, very close. It again means that the appearance, the birth, the prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is itself a sign of Qiyamah, that the Qiyamah is close. Also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, the first two verses of the Holy Quran, of Surah Qamar of Holy Quran, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. Allah Ta'ala stated, Qiyamah is near and the moon was split. Mufassirin state that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed a miracle to the kuffar of Makkah by splitting the moon into two. So there is no way to say this miracle, the hadith for this miracle, to be weak or to be fabricated or to regard as not a miracle. There is no way to utter such, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has confirmed this in the Holy Quran by saying, اقتربت الساعة, Qiyamah is near, وانشق القمر, and the moon was split. Allahu Akbar. So the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of splitting the moon is confirmed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this again clears that the Qiyamah is near. But a question: how far is the Qiyamah after Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam leaving this world? Is it 500 years? Is it 1000 years? Or is it 5000 years? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows when will be the Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala has stated in some places in the Holy Quran, also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah alone is aware when the Qiyamah will occur. It doesn't mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has never informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the qiyamah will be. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala about qiyamah, but again it was said not to disclose this to the public. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the knowledge of qiyamah. This is written in many tafsir, many tafasir, that Allah has blessed the knowledge of qiyamah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed not to give this knowledge to the people. So in light of tafsir, if you all refer to the tafsir, if you can contact me later, I can give you the references where it stated that this was told not to disclose, but the knowledge of the qiyamah was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Again the question arises, when is the qiyamah? Once Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam came in form of a human among the sahaba karam ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. This hadith you can find in almost all the hadith books. This hadith is called as hadith Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam came in form of a human, and he was wearing such a white dress, such a pure and such beautiful dress, and there was no any sign that he is coming from a far distance, because sahaba karam ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, they narrated in such a way that we saw a person coming, he is not from Medina, he was from outside. But when a person comes from outside, we can see some signs of traveling. But in this person, by his dresses, by his appearance, we could not find any such a thing to say that he is a traveler. At the same time, he is not from Medina. Allahu Akbar. He came and sat near Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He asked few questions. One of the questions was that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni anil Islam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam. Another question, akhbirni anil iman. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about iman. And the answer was given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ihsan? Again the answer was given. And another question, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who came in form of a human, he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the qiyamah will occur? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded in a very diplomatic way, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given wisdom, he was given the miracle of Jawami'ul Kalim. In few words, in short words, he would tell everything with deep meaning. Allahu Akbar. In his short words, there are wisdoms, thousands of wisdoms in that short words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded in such a way that the questioner is aware more than the one who is being questioned. Allahu Akbar. This again doesn't mean that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unaware when the qiyamah is. But on the other side, it means that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware that Jibreel alayhi salam is aware about the qiyamah. Because the reply of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in such words that the questioner is aware more than the one who is being questioned. That means, O Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, I know that you are aware. Allah has given you the knowledge and Allah has given me the knowledge as well. But if I say yes, people will ask me, and the order from Allah is to conceal. Order from Allah is not to disclose when the qiyamah is. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam understood the language of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he asked another question. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I understand that you don't want to disclose this. But Ya Rasulullah, at least tell me the signs of qiyamah. It again clears that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well aware when the qiyamah is. Even Jibreel alayhi salam is aware that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware, because an angel cannot go against the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. La ya'soonallaha ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. Angels of Allah, they never commit sins, they do what they are being ordered to do by Allah tabaraka wa taala. So the question of Jibril alayhi salam, this is a sign that this was by the will of Allah tabaraka wa taala, and an angel can never go against the will of Allah. So angel asking this question, and that to the leaders of the angels, Sayyiduna Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam asking this question, that ya Rasulullah, when the qiyamah will be, it means ya Rasulullah, you are aware of this. And after the answer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he understood that this is not to be disclosed. So he asked for the signs of the qiyamah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave few signs of the qiyamah. One of those is that people will be listening to their wives more than their parents, they will be imitated, they will be living more with their friends, and they will be ignoring their parents, and people will be engaged more in adultery, in music, all kinds of sins. And also Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned many signs of the qiyamah, and we can experience some of those signs in our day-to-day lives today. But there are some major signs as well. The time is very short, so I don't have much time to tell in detail. There are some major signs also to come. One of those is the appearance of Sayyiduna Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Yajuj and Majuj, they also will appear. And also the sunrise will be from the west. Allahu Akbar. Another sign of the Qiyamah, Dajjal, Subhanallah. And these signs are yet to come. But today, as we are away from the teachings of Islam, we just rely on the calculation of a scientist. We don't think whether this is right in light of the Quran, this is correct in light of the Hadith. We just rely on this call, on the statement of scientists, and we think that the Qiyamah has come already. In 2012, 21st of December will be the last day of this world. Even last year, there were such statements, and these type of statements will come in future as well. My dear brothers, we don't need to rely on those, because the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that will happen. Because Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says something, he doesn't say at his own. Whatever he says is by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In Surah Najm, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by the will of Allah. So the words which are by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these are to happen. And so far we did not meet Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. We did not find Sayyiduna Mahdi alayhi salam. We did not see the sun rising from the west. We also did not see Yajuj and Majuj. Allahu Akbar. So how come we just believe these sayings of some people, that the Qiyamah is next year, the world will end after few months or after few years? My dear brothers, refrain from all kinds of these thoughts and rely only on the Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran, and on the tafsir of Hadith and the Holy Quran. Insha'Allah, by this way we can protect our Iman. Because if we go against any of the belief of the Islam, straight away we are out of the fold of Islam. So my dear brothers, we should educate our children not to rely on such statements, but to learn the Quran, learn the Hadith in light of tafsir from the scholars of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, so that you will be guided on the right path. And also my dear brothers, to know all these things, we should gather some gatherings. We should have some majlises. In that we can explain the Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us to live a life. What was the childhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the marriage life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the jihad life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved with elders, behaved with youngsters, and also how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved with the neighbors? To learn all these things, we should have some gatherings. And we are being away from these kinds of gatherings. in our day-to-day lives today. We can see few years back there were much gatherings. For example, when the month of Rabiul Awwal arrived, we used to gather people in order to educate them. In 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, we used to educate them on the first day, how was the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again on the second or third day, how was the childhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On another day, what are the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On another day, how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam behave with his family. These all can be learned if we gather such majlis again. Alhamdulillah, these gatherings are held even today, but among us we see this has been decreased nowadays. So my dear brothers, in order to educate your children, these are good opportunities, especially to talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the best moment than the month of Rabiul Awwal, where you can inform the people in this gathering about the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can also inform about the knowledge of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is stated in Sahih Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, and in other hadith books as well, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the minbar after Fajr Salah and started saying about the things, the incidents happening from the time of the creation till the end of the Qiyamah, and also till the person of Jannah entering Jannah and the people of Jahannam entering the hill. Allahu Akbar. After Fajr he started the khutbah, and at the time of Muhar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the prayer. After the prayer, again stood on minbar, again for Asr, a gap, and again after Asr, he taught Sahaba Karam everything from the beginning of the creation till the end of the day, and also the person entering Jannah and also the person entering hellfire. Sahaba Karam Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in said that Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us everything. Even the bird flying was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and everything was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is another question: how come the happenings from the beginning till the end be taught in a day? Allahu Akbar. In few hours, Allahu Akbar. This is again a miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, that he got the title of Jawami'ul Kalim. In few words he can express so many things. And Sahaba Akram, who were taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they confirmed this, that among the Sahaba, whoever remembered as much as they could, they are the biggest alim. Subhanallah. The one who memorized the more, he is the biggest alim among the Sahaba Akram. That means Sahaba also confirmed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us everything. Another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I see the whole world and all the happenings till the day of judgment. I see the whole world and the happenings as I see my palm. Allahu Akbar. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees his palm, he sees the whole world and everything happening till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So till the day of judgment, the birth of the people is also happening, the reigning is also happening, the destiny of the people is also happening. Whatever is going to happen is seen by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam already. Allah has given such a knowledge, and when all the happenings come to an end, that means the Qiyamah has come. In other words, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this knowledge when the Qiyamah will occur, but it was not to be disclosed. My dear brothers, what I wanted to mention here is, we should not rely on these statements which are against the Holy Quran and against the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me brief you. Isa alaihi salatu wasalam will also descend, not as a Nabi. He is a Nabi, no doubt. But this time, when he has descended, he will not come as a Nabi of Allah with a new book, but he will descend as a Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he will kill Dajjal. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will also appear, and when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will descend, he will live in this world for 40 years. For 40 years Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will live. We have not seen Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam as yet. That means minimum 40 years left for the Qiyamah. Minimum. and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will marry, he will have children, and at the time when he will taste the death, after tasting the death, he will be resting where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rested, near the blessed grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are already foretold by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Mahdi, he will rule the whole world. At that time, the whole world will be of Muslims. Not a single kafir will be there. All will be converted towards Islam. They all will be Muslims. Again, another time will come when people will go away from Islam. Some kuffar, they will come, and the qiyamah will be seen only by the kuffar. Not a single Muslim will see the day of qiyamah. The day of qiyamah will be experienced only by the kuffar. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect all of us and our offspring from that day. There only the kuffar will remain. And after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, qiyamah will appear after 40 years. That means, again, just to explain, 40 years living of Isa alayhi salam in this world, and after Isa alayhi salam rests in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, there is another 40 years remaining. So minimum 80 years are remaining. Inshallah, we all won't be there. So why to believe on such statements given which are against the Quran and Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And my dear brothers, in that 40 years, after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, no couple will give a birth to any child. For 40 years, there will be no birth of any children. That means, the minimum age of a person will be 40 years. Allahu Akbar. And when the sun will rise from the west, that will be the end of the time of Tawbah. After that, if anyone repents, Tawbah will not be accepted. And as I mentioned, the Qiyamah day will be experienced only by the Kuffar. And before that, we have to see a lot of signs of Qiyamah. We have to see Isa alayhi salam. We have to see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We did not even see the Dabbatul Ard. We did not even see the sun rising from the west. So my dear brothers, do not rely on this. There are hundreds of years remaining for the Qiyamah, because there are some major signs to appear before the Qiyamah day is to occur. So my dear brothers, in light of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the signs of Qiyamah has been foretold by Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have already experienced some minor signs, and some major signs are still to occur. So we should be perfect in our belief. As I mentioned a little while ago, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the minbar and mentioned each and everything from the beginning of the creation till the end, till the person of Jannah entering Jannah, the person of Hellfire entering Hellfire. That means our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already seen whether we will be people of Jannah or people of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make all of us among the people of Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already informed 300 mujahids who will be fighting with Sayyiduna Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, informed Sahaba Akram, which are available in the books of Hadith, that I can recognize all those people who will be fighting along, who will be the army of Sayyiduna Imam Mahdi. And I recognize their horses as well, the tribes of their horses, and the colors of their horses as well. Allahu Akbar. The horses, the names of the people, mujahids, and the colors of the horse, the tribe of the horse, is everything is known to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So even after that, if we say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unaware of so and so thing, it means we are away from the teachings of the hadith. We have not read hadith in a proper way. My dear brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's month Rabi'ul Awwal is very near. In 2 or 3 days' time, we will be experiencing inshaAllah the blessed month, which is named as Rabi'ul Awwal. The meaning of this is also, what a healthy month, what a joyful month. Allahu Akbar. And why not? Muhaddithin have stated, Mufassirin have stated about Suratul Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Allah Ta'ala stated, the night of destiny, laylatul qadr, is better than 1,000 months. What is the reason behind that? Because the Quran was revealed in the night of Qadr. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, when the Quran was revealed in the night of Qadr, that is such bliss that it is better than 1,000 months. Muhaddithin have stated, what about the person on whom the Holy Quran was revealed? Allahu Akbar. The master of the world, Habib of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born has more excellence, because when the Quran, in which night the Quran was revealed, that night is so exalted, then what about the night, the one who is the best of the creation and whom the Holy Quran was revealed? What about that night? So Muhaddithin have stated the excellence of the night of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth. And my dear brothers, in the month of Milad, in the gathering of Milad, we never candle the light, light the candles. In the celebration of Milad Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never cut the cake. So how come we say this is bidah? How come we say this is shirk? How come we say this is haram? In a gathering of Milad, we start our majlis with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Can anyone say this is haram? To recite the Quran in a gathering, can anyone say this is haram? And also after reciting the Quran, we used to recite some qasida in the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has praised His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِّجَالِكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Allah has praised His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised Himself. أَنَا سَيِّدُ الْعَالَمِينَ أَنَا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ أَنَا نَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ أَنَا نَبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ And also Sahaba Akram has praised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ That Ya Rasulullah, our eyes have never seen a handsome person like you, Ya Rasulullah. And no mother has given birth to such a handsome person like you, Ya Rasulullah. Sahaba Akram has praised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the Imam, all the Awliya has praised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we also recite Qasida in praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gathering of Milad, how come this be bidah? This is Sunnah of Allah to praise Nabi, Sunnah of Nabi to praise Himself, Sunnah of Nabi Sahaba to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that we used to give lectures in different parts of the lives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the childhood, about the young life, about the marriage life, about the jihad life. These are educative lectures. How come a person say this is haram to organize lectures? And also at the end, we used to distribute meals. Subhanallah, distributing meals is also sunnah. This is also a good deed. So when we don't do any haram acts in our gathering, we do only those which are permitted and only those which was done by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, reciting the Quran. For example, recite praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving lectures and feeding the needy, and also distributing the meals in a gathering. These all are practiced by the Sahaba Karam Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. So when all the permissible acts are involved in the gathering of Milad, without cutting the cake, without doing anything which is haram, how come we say this is bid'ah? So my dear brothers, leave these thoughts from your mind and make this intention. These are the good opportunities to educate our children. In these 12 days, at least gather for 10 days, at least gather for 5 days, or at least the final day, and try to explain your children that this is how the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurred during his blessed birth, and talk about the incidents of the birth, talk about the childhood and the time when he was living with Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the miracles which was experienced during that time. If we educate our children, their heart will be filled by the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for you to make them love your Habib, love Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the good opportunities. Good opportunities to make them educate and to make their heart filled with the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that as the time will come, they will follow this hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده ووالده والناس أجمعين. you can never be a perfect believer until you love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone. So if you educate your children this today, tomorrow you will get the result, inshallah al-aziz. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept these few words, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all of us with the true essence of iman, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant all of us the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.